Gentlemen, we have several resolutions to consider today. I believe it's how many?
Two.
We have two. I thought it was. We have two resolutions to consider today. The committee met this morning and is bringing a recommendation to you about these resolutions. The chair of the committee is Chancy Fleet, and she will say whatever she cares to say about whatever she cares to say about. I give you, for the rest of the consideration of the resolutions, Chancy Fleet.
Morning. Arthur, are you here? You ready to speak in support of this first resolution on RFP? Okay, cool. So to give you folks some background on the first resolution, am I mic'd enough, guys? Okay, yeah, it doesn't sound like it from here. So to give some background to you on this resolution, which concerns state requests for proposals, we have another resolution coming, which is specifically about TASC, which is the replacement for the high school equivalency tests that New York State used to use. Make a long story short, there are a lot of accessibility problems with TASC. Part of the reason behind that is that when the state of New York Education Department made a request for proposal, the request for proposal didn't include any language about accessibility. And we're going to get to what happened because of that a little later. But it illuminates a larger problem, which is that an increasing number of requests for proposal and subsequent contracts involve information and communication technology. And if you don't specify that that stuff needs to be accessible, then it probably won't be. With that in mind, Arthur drafted the language for this resolution. And I give it to you now for your consideration. And then if he wishes, he can say a little bit more about it. Whereas the state of New York and its agencies contract with private entities on a regular basis, and these contracts often involve information and communication technologies. And whereas, whenever new technologies are implemented through the state or any of its agencies, federal and state law requires that those technologies be usable by all. And whereas, unless explicit and robust accessibility requirements are built into the language of a request for proposal and subsequent contract, accessibility of the resulting information and communication technology cannot be assured. And whereas ICT, information and communication technology that is inaccessible, excludes people with disabilities from activities of employment, education, civic responsibility, and other activities supported by technologies which the state procures, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State and Convention assembled this 9th day of November 2014 in the city of Niagara Falls, New York, that this organization work with New York State to ensure, through whatever means necessary, that all requests for proposals and subsequent contracts entered into by the state or any of its agencies require that all information and communication technologies be accessible. Committee's recommendation is due pass. Mr. Jacobs, do you want to speak in support of this resolution?
I have a recommendation from the committee for a due pass. I'm recognizing Arthur first.
All right.
Arthur, do you want to speak?
Sure.
Okay.
Through the conversations that we've been having this weekend, it's come to our attention that this is becoming an increasing problem within the state. And we thought that the best way to solve the problem is to go at it head on and create something or advocate for something to be created that will ensure that as the many different agencies and sub-agencies of the state do their business, that accessibility is forefront in the mind of the people drawing up the contracts and requests for proposal. So I believe that this is a crucial issue for stopping the headaches that are often created once something does come out and is then deemed inaccessible, and then we have to fight to get it accessible.
So you are speaking in favor of the resolution?
Correct.
Okay. Others? Julie? Hold on, there's a mic coming your way, Jill.
Could it say to the print disabled? Because I think accessibility needs to be spelled out. They don't know what accessibility in general means. To them, it means.
It doesn't just mean that.
To most people that don't understand blind accessibility, it means opening the door, you know,
so
or having access to general things that
Hold on a second. I think Chancey wants to respond to you.
In the industry, accessibility for information and communication technologies does not just refer to accessibility for print people with print impairments. It also refers to things like captioning for videos and audio content for people who are deaf. There are other considerations for physical accessibility for people that have alternative switch controls that they use. So it's a term of art that's understood in the industry and will be further elaborated on as necessary when we pursue policy based on this resolution if we pass it. But it is the term of art, and it covers people with disabilities who are blind and who have other disabilities.
Is that clear, Jill? Did she clear it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions? Name, please. I've got a request to cease debate, to call a question. All in favor of calling the question, say aye. That means to close debate. Any further?
Aye.
Okay, now, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Resolution 1 passes.
And I just want to say one thing about this resolution. Thank you. Your applause should belong mostly to the student division, because the conversation that spawned this resolution, which I think is going to turn out to be an important one and something that perhaps we'll be the first state to do, maybe other states will do it too, that came out of our student division. We had a really lively discussion yesterday. We had a great conversation about policy, and I think this is really something that the student division can be proud of generating. So let's have a hand for them.
And of course, she beat me to it since she had the mic and I didn't, so I just echo what Chancey said.
So our the second of our two resolutions is specifically targeting TASC, and the resolution is a little bit more complex, and I think it hopefully spells everything out. Thanks again to Arthur in cooperation with Maria and Luis Mendez, and am I leaving anybody out? Mr. Daniels, for working on the language, and everybody that showed up this morning and collaborated on the language and made it better. I really appreciate it, and here it is. Whereas the New York State Education Department adopted the Test Assessing Secondary Completion, TASC, as the replacement for New York's previous high school equivalency exam, and whereas the TASC is available in hard copy, in standard print, large print, and in Braille, and as a computer-based and in a computer-based version developed by CTB McGraw-Hill, which is a producer of educational materials. And whereas computer-based tests are notoriously fraught with accessibility issues, and whereas both the computer-based and Braille formats of the test require the provision of quality tactile graphics to be meaningfully accessible to blind test takers, and whereas CTB McGraw-Hill plans to integrate Common Core standards into the task over the next 3 years, altering the test framework to include questions with new forms of interaction, which will necessitate new approaches to accessibility. And whereas CTB McGraw-Hill has not been fully transparent with stakeholders regarding the accessibility of its computer-based test and the provision of tactile graphics. And whereas the practice materials provided to stakeholders have not met the needs of all blind test takers. And whereas CTB McGraw-Hill has been reluctant to allow for the needs of all blind test takers when approving accommodations, including requests for multiple testing modalities. And whereas fully accessible computer-based testing, meaningfully accessible tactile graphics, and the provision of multiple testing modalities are all critical components of a testing process that allows blind test takers to compete on terms of equality. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State and Convention assembled this 9th day of November 2014 in the city of Niagara Falls, New York, that this organization work with and support the New York State Education Department in its effort to demand that CTB McGraw-Hill make the task fully accessible to takers. And be it further resolved that this organization request that the New York State Commission for the Blind continue to engage with the Education Department to provide technical assistance and advocacy to improve the accessibility of task. And be it further resolved that this organization call on CTB McGraw-Hill to work with the National Federation of the Blind and other stakeholders to provide all test takers with a level playing field by making the task fully accessible now and going forward as changes are made to integrate Common Core standards. That is the end.
Committee's recommendation?
Committee's recommendation is do pass.
Committee has a recommendation of do pass. Do I have a second? Okay. Do I have any discussion? Proponent of this resolution? Who is the proponent?
Arthur, are you the proponent? Propone.
Would you like to propone another resolution?
Or do you think it propones itself?
I have to say, I apologize. I must have been channeling Scott Labar when I wrote this. Lots and lots of whereases there. Again, we have come across this issue of testing accessibility over and over and over again. We're still dealing with it with other national standardized tests. This is just another in a long line. We've never had it at this level with the high school equivalency exams, but because it's been made aware of, because we were made aware of it, I think we should act while we have the chance. Since this is a relatively new rollout of the test in New York, this is the opportunity, this is the time really to jump on the heads of McGraw-Hill and tell them to, you know, do what they should do.
Do you have a question or call the question? Okay, I've been asked to call the question. Wait, Before I call the question, I do have legitimate questions out there on discussion on the issue. So, who is seeking the floor? Jim, go ahead.
Can I answer that?
Yeah, sure.
So Mr. Bonerbo would like to know whether by passing this resolution we would be implicitly endorsing the Common Core. Have I got that right? So while the Common Core is controversial in its own right, what this resolution does is stipulate that it exists, and whether we like it or not, we've got it. Given that we've got it, whatever it spawns needs to be accessible. So no, we wouldn't be endorsing the Common Core.
Just accessibility.
Okay, other questions? Other questions? I just about to. You read my mind. All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution passes. Congratulations, committee. I want to take a second here, and I'll leave Chancy the last bite of the apple. I want to take a second here to thank the committee. Ably chaired another year by Chancy. I said it publicly to Kate last night. I'll say it publicly to you guys. Chancy, consider yourself appointed for another year. You continuing to do a fine job. This is moving on. We are dealing with issues that we never thought we would deal with before. I want to look back. I'm going to probably look back someday at a 30 years monitor and see what kind of issues we thought were important then. They certainly were not issues of accessibility. Accessibility, meant that you can get a Braille writer. However, it's become a big, more complex world, and we're learning to live in it, and to the extent that we live in it, we will make it better, and we will live the lives we want. Again, thank you to the committee. Is there any final words from the committee?
Yes. Again, I'd just like to thank everyone that participated, both at the student lunch yesterday, where one resolution cropped up, and this morning, a lot of folks collaborated on language to make things better and more precise and more meaningful. And thank you especially to Arthur for drafting the initial language for both of the resolutions. That being said, Arthur had to draft the initial language for both of the resolutions, and this year we only had two. I would request that as you go back into the real world, you keep in the back of your mind when you encounter problems that bear on blindness, whether any of the problems that you encounter are broad enough and significant enough to deserve a resolution. And if they are, even if you're not a stellar policy person or think of yourself as a great writer yourself, discuss with your colleagues in the Federation and reach out to me and reach out to other folks who are active on the Resolutions Committee, not just towards the end of the year, but throughout the year, so that we can further refine these ideas so that we can have a broader platform next year and so that we can have more of you participating directly in the part of this organization's business that directly sets the policy and determines what we're going to do in the year to come. Everyone's participation is welcome, and I really hope to see increased participation in the next calendar year. Thank you.
Thank you. You managed to get more people at this year's Resolutions Committee than have been there in many a year. So congratulations to you as chair for being able to do that. We will go forward. I also request from the committee, I notice the committee doesn't have a secretary, so I guess right now you are chair and secretary. Please send to me as quickly as possible. Now, I know you're not going to send it on Monday, but as soon as possible, send me final copies, final language, okay, for both.